It's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank. Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports with us. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you this afternoon?
Good. I'm out in Guilford. Sorry, I was talking when you called before, and I missed your call, but here we are. I'm out some tennis out here in Guilford, and some of the baseball game between Stearns and PCHS.
Hey, you're here now. That's all that matters. That's cool. It's a beautiful day for high school baseball and softball, and it wasn't a great week, but I know it wasn't quite the washout they expected. Were a lot of games lost this week?
Yeah, not really a lot has happened since we talked last, but there has been some stuff that has happened, and Hampton softball beating Brewer was one of the big games.
Yeah,
yeah. So a lot's going to be coming up. Going to be backed up here in May.
Well, absolutely. So what's coming up of note here in the next few days? You've got that game in Guilford. What are some others to keep an eye on in between now and next week, let's say?
Well, I think Brewer baseball is something to keep an eye on. They're undefeated, but they play at MDI tomorrow, and then they host Oxford Hills on Monday. So, and Oxford Hills is 6-0, so that should be interesting. And what else we got? We got Old Town. I mean, let's talk about Class B baseball. There's no unbeaten teams, and really we're not even halfway through the season, so that's a lot of balance there. And softball, Nokomis playing Lawrence today. That's one of the biggest games in the state, both powerhouses in Class B.
Absolutely. Well, keep an eye on all of that. And basketball news this week, too. A couple interesting hires. Two veteran coaches getting back in the game out at Herman. My friend Tim Thornton out for another stint as the girls' basketball coach there.
Yeah. You know, bring back the familiar name. You know, I think that, you know, Herman, they'll be on the right track. They got a lot of younger players, and they're going to be, you know, some rebuilding, but they're on the right track, and he's the right guy to lead them.
And over at Brewer, after winning a state championship this year, a longtime basketball coach, he's coached everywhere in this area, and of course an AAU guy for many years as well, Carl Parker, going to be the new varsity coach at Brewer.
Yeah, I think as far as coaching goes, he's X's and O's. You know, he's near the top there, and I think that's a high up for Brewer, and obviously taking over a strong program and looking to continue the winning ways.
Yeah, no question about that. And you had a great post last night on social media, I thought, Mark, about the Red Sox. And for people who poo-pooed the team because Xander Bogaerts or whoever else wasn't around anymore, I, like you said, this may not continue. But I'll tell you what, they're an awfully fun team to watch right now.
Oh, a lot of fun, aren't they? With Yoshida and Verdugo and Turner, they got a lot of guys that are a lot of fun to watch, and their pitching's starting to pick up. I mean, not great numbers in the Toronto series, but when you hold a lineup like that down and out like they did, that's pretty good. And I don't know if it's going to keep up, but why not enjoy it while it's lasting, right?
Yeah, and is there anything better for a Red Sox fan than to look at the standings and see the Yankees in last place?
Oh, that's nice to see, isn't it? I don't know if it's going to change much either. Just looking at, they do have some injuries, obviously, with Judge and stuff, but and Rodon's hurt, and I don't think he's coming back, but their pitching's not very good, and stuff. But, it's a long season. We'll see what happens. But if you can't enjoy the Red Sox now, why bother?
Absolutely. Well, Mark, it's great to talk with you. We appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Enjoy the game, and we'll visit with you again next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Have a great week.
You too. It's Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. High School Report brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.